address resolution protocol. Okay, the question was, his company's done like 30,000 machine boxes on a NAT, and it works fairly well. It works better than fairly well. And that at what point does ARP play into this address resolution protocol? Obviously, with an IP in ARP, you give it an IP and you say, here's this IP address, what's the MAC address, is how ARP works. And RARP, the reverse address protocol, here's a MAC address and try to find an ARP. That's how you find, that's how diskless workstations boot up and stuff like that. Yeah, it'll probably have to be changed with IPv4. There's probably an ARP v6. I just haven't messed around with it. Yeah, yes, it will, and you probably could find. Yeah, that's probably why they did it. But you take the MAC address is theoretically in there. But some people don't have Ethernet. I mean, Token Ring is still out there, and other such new, type. Token Ring is what? Okay, Token Ring has a MAC address, but is it the same? It's reverse order. I don't know. Different types of physical layers. And data link layers, they may have to be converted, they may not. I mean, we could develop a new one tomorrow. Yeah?
How are they handling the issuing of these numbers? Is there going to be a V6 interdict, or where are you going to get your legitimate V6 address from?
The question is, where do I get an IPv6 address from? Is there a NIC that I can go to and get an IPv6 address? The University of Virginia Tech had a section. They were on the 6bone. You can, I don't think I have an address. Maybe 6bone.net is what was out there, and they would allocate you a set of test addresses even now that you could hook up and try to play with. And basically, the 6bone right now is like ping, it was like last year or two. Can I ping this guy over here? Can I get through the routers? Can we run router tests? Can we do real-time video over this? Do we need to change this and stuff like that? So I would 6bone.net or try to find IETF.org and try to see where that goes to. Yeah.